We're Kath and Ali. Welcome to our podcast, Brave, Strong and Fulfilled.
Join us as we share all things real life and the lessons we've learned along the way. We hope that our conversations inspire, challenge and encourage you on your own life journey. Enjoy today's episode. Finally, we're here, week four, and we get to finally talk about top down. I'm pretty sure that's right. Am I right, Kath, this week?
That's right, Elle.
It's part of our four-part series. Yes, we're finally at the last one.
So if you're tuning in for the first time and you're thinking, what is top down?
What are they talking about today?
Mm-hmm. We've been unpacking a framework for when you're in the washing machine of life, feeling overwhelmed, not knowing what's top and what's down. And you just want to know, where do you start to figure out, well, what's next? What do I do next? How do I get out of this overwhelmed sort of feeling of just being all over the show? So we've been unpacking this really simple, fantastic, you can use it in any circumstance in life framework. And where we talked about checking in with the bottom up, the outside in, and the top down, you know, what's going on in your world. The bottom up is what's going on physiologically inside your body, eating, sleeping, nutrition. And Ali shared on that 2 weeks ago. And then last week we spoke about the outside in and how it's so easy in this day and age to get overwhelmed with, you know, everything that's out there in our world and how to turn the dial down on the noise. And so this week we're going to talk about the top down. So the top down is where coaches love
all about our thoughts and our beliefs and our fears and all of these things. Yes.
And I think so the top down, so once you've, you know, this is, I think this is why I normally, you know, we also shared there's no right or wrong approach to this framework. You know, I normally start at the top down, then go outside in, and then leave the, I mean, I start bottom up, go outside in, and leave top down to last, because top down is often, you know, quite, it can be quite messy unpacking your thinking and your thoughts and your fears and your feelings. And I know I used to get so confused thinking, you know, like chicken and egg, which comes first, feelings or thoughts? And then I'd read about it and I'd think, but why is that important anyway? Like, who cares what comes first? It's like, it's just all there.
Exactly. Yeah.
And slowly, because I'm quite a slow learner sometimes, it's taken me a while to realize that actually, you know, our thoughts are where it begins. And but as you shared before, Elle, how when our bottom up is in a better place, how our thoughts can also be in a better place.
Oh, my goodness, it changes everything.
When the outside in is in a better place, how also
it's all tied together.
It's all tied together, because then the way we think about the outside in impacts the outside in, and the way we think about the bottom up impacts our approach to the bottom up. So they're all to each other, and but yet this tool is so simple.
It is
a framework. So if you're tuning in for the first time, I think we'll pop this graphic in the show notes.
Yeah, I'll do it for every week, just so people can get it wherever they're at.
So the visual will be down there if you thinking, I don't know what they're talking about, but click on it and go back and listen to the previous exercises. And we'd love to hear from you how this is helping you to enjoy living brave, strong and fulfilled as you travel through everyday life.
Great. I'm excited. So top down.
So top down, our thoughts.
Wow. I mean, just for starters, how many thoughts do we have a day? Like
a gazillion.
At least. Like, we never, ever, ever stop thinking. And they can either empower us or they can disempower. What's the word? What's the opposite to empower?
Disempower. And I think, you know, they can be resourceful or unresourceful. And they can build us up or tear us down. They can bring life or bring death. You know, our thoughts are so, there's so much power in our thoughts. But I love the fact that as human beings, we've been created And I think we're the only, I think research has shown we're the only beings on the planet that can take a big step back and observe our thinking.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who, if many of us have done that for a moment, but paused and just literally stepped back and had a kind of like just look at ourselves and see what we're thinking and doing. Yeah, it's amazing.
So there's actually an exercise that I think I heard the first time I read it sort of put so clearly was Caroline Leaf. Have you heard of Caroline?
Dr. Caroline.
So she, and she gives it a fancy name and I forget the name for it, but there is a neuroscientific name for this exercise, but I love it. And she talks about imagining that you're standing outside a building that has big glass windows.
Wow.
And you are observing yourself.
Yeah.
You're inside the building, but imagining that you, there's two of you, okay?
Yeah.
So outside the building and the
so
one
this
inside.
Sounds really weird, but stay with us.
Yeah, yes. And the one outside is observing.
Yeah.
And you're just looking and observing. And yeah, and we have the capacity. And what's beautiful, she says, about that exercise is it gives you space between, you know, so we can give us the space between ourselves where we can observe what's actually going on in our thought world.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So then why is this important? Why is it important for us to sort of be aware of our thoughts?
Brilliant question. And the thing is that whether we like to know it or not, our thoughts do impact our feelings or do give us, you know, they're the cause of our feelings. And so often, and I've heard myself say things like this, you know, he makes me so frustrated, or she makes me, or this makes me, or that, or I can't help that I'm just afraid right now, you know? And so we have the sense that our feelings are not ours to control.
Yeah.
You know, and when we and in all honesty, like when we realize that actually our thoughts create our feelings, and we are in complete control of what we want to think, which means we have complete control over our feelings.
Yeah.
That's quite confronting to hear.
Yeah.
Because quite often I don't want to know that actually I can control my feelings because I just want to believe. I'm a victim here.
Well, it's a bit easier, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's, and you know, I'm just thinking about that now. Okay, so how is this even relevant to me in my last few weeks? And all, you know, what's standing out to me right now is a thought that has kept going on in my mind. And again, my apologies if people don't want to hear about me talking about launching my book, but my thought around it is launching a book is hard and you've got to get it right. For it to be successful, you've got to get it right. So in order to get it right, I've been on this huge mission, which has found me completely overwhelmed and, you know, the external noise. And then it's caused me to be fearful to actually get my book from the draft phase because I need to get it right. And, you know, and there's an element of truth, but oh, I've got to capture that and think about that for a minute.
Well, I just love that you have been able to pinpoint the thought that's causing the fear.
The angst.
And the angst. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because so many of us, we experience angst and fear. But it takes work to pause and consider what is the thought that's giving me this feeling. Because when you, and I love that you are able to articulate clearly and very simply that narrative, like you can see the narrative right there. Launching a book is hard. I've got to get it right.
Yeah.
So once you, and so, you know, and that narrative sounds a little bit like a belief.
Yeah.
And beliefs are really interesting. And I was really confronted in my coaching journey when it was all unpacked and I started to understand that beliefs are not the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. You've hit the nail right on the head there. Yeah. Belief. Yeah. And they, I mean, sometimes they might be, but more often they're not.
So there's often elements of truth in our beliefs.
Yeah.
know, but when we unpack it, so is launching a book hard? Well, yeah, there is truth in that.
Yeah, it's new, it's different, never done it before. Yeah.
Do you have to get it right?
Probably not 100%.
Yeah.
But there's an element of truth there in that, you know, you want to do it well. But
yeah,
right and well are very different, aren't they?
And I just love that. So even there, changing. I mean, you've just
mate, we're having a coaching session right now.
Yeah,
I'm so squirming in my seat
of changing that belief from this is hard, I've got to get it right, to this is hard, I want to do it well.
Yeah, wow, that's completely different.
So how does that feel? So this is hard, I have to get it right. How does that feel?
Like pressure. If I have to get something right, there's a whole heap of pressure, and because I could get it wrong. There's an opposite to right. There's wrong. And I don't want to get it wrong.
Yeah. So this is hard and I want to do it well.
Mm.
How does that feel? And I can see you've got a bit emotional there.
Yeah. I always do when I talk to you. Yeah. No, it's lighter. I mean, you know, you could not do it so well, but there's room that it's not going to be 100% right, but it can still be good. I can still do it well.
Yeah.
It's just a much nicer, refreshing, I've got what it takes now to do it. It's not so hard. I haven't put this impossibility, because to get it right, it's almost impossible.
Yeah.
So I was, you know, building it up to being this big impossible thing that I'm not going to get to the end, that I'm, you know, if there's a bar, I'm not going to get that bar because it's almost impossible to get it right. But I can do it well and I can equip myself to the best of my ability. Yeah.
So that's a beautiful example right there of how our thoughts absolutely can impact our feelings.
Yeah.
And so often, so we talk about this thing in the coaching world called self-sabotage.
Yeah.
And all it is really is we put our own handbrakes on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done this plenty. You know, and it's a safety thing.
Of course it is.
So, you know, the belief so one of the underlying beliefs also is that could be, I'm not saying in your case this is the case, but when we're stepping out for new things, you know, there could be beliefs under there that who am I to be able to, you know, who am I to have what it takes, or the knowledge, or who do I think I am that I think I'm good enough to write a book that someone else is going to read, you know, that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Or another belief, putting myself out there, for sure I'm going to be judged.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I think what coaching has taught me is it's opened my eyes to see, or to pay attention to, what are the underlying beliefs that often trigger the thoughts that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, the other thing I've learned about beliefs, our beliefs are like lenses.
Mm.
And when we have a belief, and we spoke last week about all that information out there, but when we have a belief, it's so funny how our brain is then tuned in and wired to go and look for all the little bits of evidence out there that tell me my belief is true.
Yeah, and it will.
Yeah. So if I have a belief that putting anything out there is going to bring judgment, you know, people are going to judge me, then I'm not even aware of it. I'm actually out there looking for
other judgment. And you're going to find it.
And I'm going to find it, because what you look for, you find, you know. So I just find this whole space of taking every thought captive and sort of recognizing again that we have what it takes to take a big step back and observe a thought and go, is this thought bringing life or death? You know, is this thought
resourceful?
Is it resourceful? Is it unresourceful? Is it a thought I want to have? Even if there might be some truth in there, what's a different thought I could be having?
Yeah, love it. And that change, that shifts everything, because then from our thoughts come our feelings.
Yeah.
And it can create, like just even now in our conversation, there's a whole lot more peace. because my thoughts can shift. So then my feeling around it goes from pressure to peace, you know, amazing.
Yeah. And I think just touching on an important point there, the reason why that new thought sits well with you is because it's also true.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not just wishful thinking, or it's not just being positive. There is truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the thought of publishing a book is hard, but I'd like to do it well, or I want to do it well. Mm. That's true.
Mm.
So for our listeners, if you're thinking, well, I've got this, you know, this thought that's not helpful, yeah, you know, trying to swap it out with something that's not reachable or not tangible or not true or not real,
isn't gonna work.
Isn't gonna work. Yeah.
No. It's like switching out, you know, chocolate for an apple.
That's definitely not gonna work.
Yeah, you've got to switch out you've got to be really mindful of how to do it, because it's not just playing a game. It's not about being positive thinkers. It's all about speaking. We want our thoughts to be truthful, and we want our thoughts to be resourceful and to take us on the journey to where we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is, back to last week, what I tried to share but probably didn't do that well the whole thing about, you know, the notion about what if we can enjoy the journey too, and it's not a means to
end. That's right. And so
if changing that thinking from I have to get this right, you know, that's pressure, and then you're focusing on getting it right, whereas if you're choosing, like, I want to do this well, that opens up permission to enjoy the journey.
Yeah, love it. Goodness me, this has been the best 4 weeks of our conversations, I think. Be interesting to see what all our beautiful listeners have to say as well. I found this so useful. There's so many intricate, like, we're made so beautifully, our bodies, you know, and the moment that we can realize every part of our body, like, it's all connected. It's not, you know, we don't just have our hormones sitting and our emotions sitting over in one direction and our, you know, our thoughts over it. We're all intricately, connected. And if we just pause for a moment and consider what's actually going on, from where is it, our health? Is it the noise? Is it our thoughts? It's given us somewhere to start, so that we can begin to have this conversation and realization and you know, light bulb moments that I think I've had every week.
And the beautiful, just me listening to you share, what is so lovely about this framework is that it doesn't matter where you start.
Yeah.
And to not overwhelm people. So if you're thinking, oh my gosh, but I've got something to fix in all three, and, you know, where do I start? It's like, it doesn't really matter.
No.
Anywhere you start, if you just tweak one little thing, it's going to impact positively.
Love it.
On all the other things. So if you're starting just with what's, you know, like Ali shared, I don't know, however many weeks ago, you just put your running shoes on for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Went on the block. You know, so my encouragement is, don't underestimate how making a small shift in one of these areas and just choosing one to focus on. I keep it simple.
Absolutely.
And you will, you know, experience how the overflow into the other areas.
Yeah.
And as we shared before, with each little step you take, you will kind of know intuitively what's the next step that comes up.
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, I really believe that this has been a useful tool to unpack. Thanks, Kath, for bringing it to our conversation and sharing it. I know it's probably I really do know that it has really impacted us. It's impacted me. So thank you. And next week, I have no idea what we're going to talk about. So
we'll figure it out.
We've got a few days to think about it.
Thankfully, with this podcast, I don't know, from the get-go, thankfully, neither of us have had that thought of, well, we've got to get this right.
It would be nice. Yeah.
I think we're doing all right. Let's just chat and have fun. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, ladies, I hope you've enjoyed listening, and we'd love to you the diagrams in the show notes, our contact details are in the show
reach
notes.
Out.
We hope that this bottom up, outside in, top down framework help you to live brave, strong and fulfilled.
Love it. Thanks again. Have a fabulous week.
You too, Al. Cheers.
Chat soon. Bye.